chapter 15 tonight, the book of John chapter 15. Read one verse in your hearing, then we'll try to preach what the Lord's given us. John chapter number 15. Find it in the King James Bible. Stand with us. Good to see all familiar faces. Good to have Brother William with us tonight. He preached over Brother Jeff Stripling this morning over in Walnut Grove, Alabama, I guess, other side of Ocala. And he drove back to be in meeting with us tonight. And we appreciate him coming this far, making sacrifice. And appreciate the man of God. I love this man. I appreciate Brother William. He's been a help to me. John chapter number 15, verse number 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Read it one more time. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. You can be seated tonight. We'll preach a few minutes tonight. The Lord will help me. They told me in the back, long time Brother Toby gets me to preach anymore, is when they have food. And he said in the back so I'd smell it, and I know not to preach too long. Amen. So I guess that'll work. Last time they had food, they let me preach. I preached about 20 minutes, man. He said, I'm going to get you back every time we eat. Amen. But I thought about it, been on my heart for a while. I thought about joy. Brother Toby took us to the deepest hell this morning. I want to try to take you to the highest heaven for just a few minutes tonight. But I want to preach tonight. I thought about joy tonight. We find the scripture here in John chapter number 15. We read the scripture and I thought about it here. We see the union between Christ and the church. Amen. We see this union here and Christ starts out saying, I am the true vine. Amen. And the church here is the husband, the church, and he got down in about verse number 5 and it said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Amen. And we read, and I thought about such a union, such a picture, Brother Tony, between the Lord Jesus Christ and the church of the living God. Amen. I thought about here he talked about all the good things and building the church up and loving on the bride of Christ. Amen. And here he's talking about all the things that, like I said, the union between us. Amen. Then he got down in verse number 11, and it said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. Amen. I thought about Brother Sammy Allen said one time, said, happiness comes from happenings. Amen. Things around you are happening and things, maybe you get a new car you get happy about. Maybe you get a new home or something new. Things around you are happening, makes you happy. But he said, happiness comes from happenings, but joy, true joy, comes from nothing at all happening. Amen. A friend, when the Lord Jesus Christ moves in on the inside, amen, I'm glad that he puts joy down in our soul. Amen. I thought about tonight, true joy. What is true joy tonight? Tonight I thought about some places we can have joy. There's a lot of folks I see, Brother Matthew, I see along the way that really don't really have joy. A lot of folks say they're saved, amen. A lot of folks say they're living for God. A lot of folks say they're serving God, Brother William. But we find that there really, a lot of folks don't really have true joy, amen. Thank God. But I want to say tonight, there's some joy in some areas of life, friends. There's true joy. I thank God for the joy that He's put in my heart. Amen. Going, we can sing a song and all the time. And I'm not going to say it's always a joyous journey. Amen. But I want to say tonight, there's joy for the journey. Amen. Thank God, the true joy. I see it tonight. I thought to hear tonight, where we can find joy at. Amen. First of all, I want to say, if you've never been saved and you've never been right with the Lord, you've never known the Lord as a personal Savior, friend, you really don't know what true joy is. Amen. I thought here this afternoon of studying and praying, and friend, I want to say, first of all, tonight, we can find joy in salvation. Amen. A joy in salvation. Thank God. I'm glad for the blessed night. Amen. I stood and went down to an old-fashioned altar. Thank God. And Brother William was a preacher. I thought, I think he was a preacher that night. I really don't know. She sung that song, was sort of my testimony. I asked her to sing, when the Spirit said come, amen. I got up and went. Thank God. I
sorrowful about sitting there that blessed Sunday night in February, Brother John, and lost and on my way to hell, Brother Patrick, and I didn't know God in a 40-acre field if he'd had a name tag on. I don't remember that night for months on end. I'd go to bed at night and scared to death and prayed. All I could think about is dying and going to hell and scared how to die and go to sleep. Amen. I'm scared I'd go to sleep at night, afraid I'd die in my sins and go to hell. Amen. Oh, the dear man of God, Brother William, was my pastor at the time. And I thought about us many a time, and he'd swing me out over hell in his preaching. Amen. And people would come, and my Sunday school teacher had prayed, and people in the church was praying, and folks knew I was lost. Amen. I remember wanting no joy. I mean, there was no happiness, no peace in my soul. Amen. And it sure wasn't no joy, but I'm glad that blessed night when I made my way down an old-fashioned altar. I mean, church was done over that night. They'd done sung songs. They'd done given invitation. Things are just about ready to come to close. People were standing around. I thought about that night. I was standing around getting ready to go home. And friend, the Holy Ghost of God was a deal in my heart. Brother Tony, and I'm glad that night. I believe if I took another step out the church door, I might have busted hell wide open. But friend, I knew I had to get some peace within my soul that night. Thank God, and I made my way over to my Sunday school teacher had been praying for me, and he'd been saying, son, when you going to get saved? When you going to get right with God? I said, I don't know, one of these days. That night, he didn't have to beg me no more, and I made my way over, and I said, Brother David, I need to get right with God right now. Amen. And friend, from that moment on, knelt in an old-fashioned altar, and friend, I'm telling you, God put some joy down in my soul. Amen. Thank God, Brother Tony, it ain't got to be an old-fashioned altar. Brother Tony found out riding down the road in the middle in the 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning in a car. Thank God. When God can put joy in your heart. Thank God. I'm glad. I thought about Sister Barbara. Amen. Coming down a few weeks ago, a month so ago, and got right, got saved here in the altar, and we see a smile on her face. Thank God. And there's joy in salvation. Amen. Thank God to know. A lot of folks say, well, preacher, I just ain't got no joy. I see you just ain't nothing to smile about. Friend, you might ought to check up tonight. Amen. You might ought to just get birthed in the family of God. I want to say this walk's not always a joyous walk. Amen. There's some heartaches. There's some trials along the way. But I'm glad there's joy in salvation tonight. Thank God like no other, friend. In Psalms 118 and verse 15, the Bible said the voice of joy, of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous, and the right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Amen. Friend, I want to say tonight, thank God, that there is joy along this way. Amen. When we surrender to God, when we give all we've got to God. Brother Thomas, I'm glad. Thank God when we lay everything else down and totally depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, I'm glad there's joy in salvation when we put our trust in Him, friend. And thank God there's no true joy like knowing Jesus. Amen. There's a lot of folks trying to find joy in everything else. But I want to say there's true joy in knowing Jesus. Amen. Well, a lot of folks are searching today, and I'm convinced the reason a lot of folks want to go to the mall every day, and a lot of them want to run $30,000 up on their credit cards and shopping and roaming around, they're always searching, and I always got to trade vehicles every 3 months and trade houses every 3 months. They're searching for something. Amen. A friend, I'm telling you, trying to keep up with the Smiths and the Joneses. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. You can afford it. Amen. And I'm not getting on that. But I want to say tonight that there's true joy in knowing the Lord. Some of the most joyous people I know is poor people. Amen. Some of the most people's got more joy than anybody I know is those that just don't know, normally have nothing. Amen. And those that have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, thank God, I'm glad there's joy in salvation. Amen. Joy along the way. Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. Amen. I'm glad that His joy tonight. It's not what I can do. I mean, I tried everything in the world to have joy for myself. But friend, I'm telling you, when we totally depend on Him, I'm glad there's joy. Amen. I thought about tonight, not only salvation, but I want to say tonight, there's joy in surrender. Amen. Joy in surrender. I thought for a long time, several months there before Brother Matthew and and knelt his call to preach. And every preacher that's ever been where I'm talking about, had a night to that place where God's dealing with you. And that's one of the most miserable times for a few months there. But if you ever run from God, if you ever run from the Lord in a time where God's dealing with you, amen. And I don't know many that just stand up and surrender the first time God calls them, amen. I mean, that might be, and that's fine, and that's good. I don't tell you if God, me and God ever calls you, I mean, you better run to Him. Make sure it's a call of God. You better make sure the call of God's on you. If you're going to stand up and say, God called me to preach, I mean, don't make sure, hey, friend, don't stand up and say, God's called me when mamas want you to do it. Don't stand up and say, hey, God wants me to preach when daddies want me to do it, or grandma or grandpa. And if God's put a call on you, men, you better make sure it's of God and stand up and go with it with all you've got. But I was in a position there, and I thought about before the Lord called me to preach. I thank God, Brother Charles. I thought, Lord, what a miserable time it was running from God. Amen. But in the moment I surrendered that night, thank God, and stood on Sunday night at Gateway Baptist Church and told everybody in that church, a friend, that God had called me, and I had to go without a shadow of a doubt. And I tell you, I found peace and joy in the surrender of God. Amen. Thank God, I thought about men, how we can find surrender. Thank God, we can find joy in the surrender of God. Amen. We will surrender to do His will. We will surrender to do His ways. Thank God, there's joy in surrender. Amen. True joy in surrender, amen. Surrender to do what God have you to do. The Bible said many are called if you are chosen, amen. One preacher preached a message, Brother Williams said, one night over in Alabama, said he was there, and said a little old country preacher got up and said he looked all through the scripture and said, he's going to preach on there. The scripture said many are called and few are chosen. The little country preacher couldn't read good, said he hadn't been preaching long. And he said he flipped through his Bible. He flipped through it. He said, I know it's in here somewhere. I've read it before. He said, but I can't find it. I just want to preach on what I know. He said, I want to preach on many are cold and few are frozen. Amen. Thank God. And that's just about the shape a lot of us is in. But I'm glad, friend, that whatever God called us to do, in the presence to the mission field or wherever it is, I appreciate Brother John. Boy, he got him a spirit this week. Been down in Honduras this week. And he said it felt good to get home and get a real bath. Amen. Out over there where there's no running water. And he said this morning, I appreciate what he said. A lot of folks are going on a mission trip one time. He'll come back, so that's what God's called me to do. Amen. I'm going to pack it up and go, and that's fine. If that's what he's done, Brother John stood this morning. And he said he had a good time there and he learned a lot of things. Come back with a greater burden, but God didn't call him to go down there. Amen. But he said he did. He could help with support, thank God, and could help with those that are going. And I'm glad, thank God. But I want to say today is the greatest day of joy in your life. I've been a God's got something for you to do. And a lot of folks said, well, preacher, I'm worried about my past. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that. I just can't do this or I can't do that. And if God's telling you to do it, and I'll say, if God's truly calling you to do it, then you can find joy in the area of surrender in your life. If you quit worrying about what everybody else thinks about it, and quit worrying about what Sister Ralph's mouth thinks about it, thank God, and go with what God says, then there's joy in the area of surrender. Amen. Brother Matthew found that out. He was probably miserable there for a while. But I remember he'd come and my wife would tell me, said, Brother Matthew said he's going to announce his call to preach and get married all at the same time, amen. I said, boy, he don't know what he's getting into, does he? He really don't know what he's getting into, man. I mean, going to preaching's hard enough, but marrying and getting married and preaching all at the same time, boy, he's jumping in with both barrels, amen. But thank God he knew what God was calling him to do. And friend, I ain't nobody else I'd rather stand and listen to preach to a lot of times. He's one of our preachers, and he's a great man of God. Matter of fact, I told somebody a while back, I said, he's such a good preacher, I want to swell his head up tonight. And I said, he's such a good preacher, I'm afraid we're going to lose him to somebody one of these days. But Toby said, you ain't got to worry about that. He's too hard on everybody. Amen. I mean, boy, I thank God for real men of God. It'll stand in the surrender of God and go when God says go, friend. And there's a lot of folks people stand and use every kind of excuse in the world, and excuse after excuse after excuse why they can't go. I've heard people stand, Brother William knows a man, me and him know a man used to come to our church, and I thought about it, said God called him to preach one time, and he said, I can't go, my wife won't let me, amen. And it wasn't just a few years later, he kept running and running, and I thought that man had a touch of God on his life at one time. I've come in our church as a long-haired hippie, had a long ponytail down his back. One Sunday night, run down to the altar and said, preacher, I need to get saved. Get right with God, amen. And he got saved and got right with the Lord, served the Lord, taught a Sunday school class for years. And he said, God told him to preach, but his wife just wouldn't let him go, amen. And it wasn't too long after that, he got out and got into trouble. And the wheel's been preaching to him in prison for about 5 years, amen. And friend, it's a sad day that we won't surrender unto God and let the call of God drive us so far out and let people stand in our way and excuses and everything else in the world, friend. I'm telling you, God, my wife don't like it, grandma don't like it, whatever else don't like it, amen. And I still want to do the will of God more than anything in the world. My brother Thomas, thank God there's joy in surrender, amen. When we surrender to do the will of God, amen.
Got to surrender. There's joy in surrender tonight. The Bible said, light is sown for the righteous and the gladness for the upright in heart. It said, rejoice in the Lord and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness. Psalms 97, 11 and 12. Yeah. Friend, John 15, 11, I read earlier, said, these things that were spoken unto you, that your joy might remain, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. Friend, there is joy in surrender tonight, doing what God has us to do. I don't know why I need to say this tonight, but I thought about Brother Toby's talking, calling for the ones who want to get baptized. We're going to get baptized the next Sunday night. And if you're here and you're scared about the things, you've been saved, I want to tell you the perfect will of God. The perfect will of God. I can back this up with the Scripture tonight, Brother William. And we get saved, we get birthed in the family of God, the perfect will of God for us to be baptized and join the local church. Amen. And friend, until you ever surrender to do the will of God and follow the Word of God, you'll never have true joy in your life. Amen. And I want to say tonight, there is joy in surrender. Amen. I want to say tonight, there's joy in service for the Lord. Thank God. Somebody said, well, preacher, I tell you, if I go up there and go to that church, I'll have to get up and go to work and do something. They'll want me to do something. Amen. They'll all want me to teach Sunday school. They'll all want me to take the offering up. They'll all want me to do anything up there. And I tell you, I just don't want to sell out and go all the way with God in service. Amen. Preacher, I'm just happy doing what I'm doing, sitting back here on the back pew and just coming to church once in a while. Friend, I want to tell you, there's joy in service of the Lord. Amen. Thank God, true joy when we get in service for Him and we go to work for Him. Thank God. I'm glad there's joy. I mean, it's a blessing to sit every Sunday morning. Brother John goes and he's here in service. I thought about it. He teaches Sunday school for us. Amen. And well, I don't know another greater Sunday school class I'd rather send in, Brother William. I mean, man that studies, a man prepares, thank God, and a man that gives his all in service for the Lord. Amen. I appreciate our deacon. Amen. I mean, boy, he does a good job. And a lot of folks, the deacons is trouble in the church and deacons is trouble. And I appreciate a real deacon. Amen. A real man that's in service and doing what he needs to do. And he's not a problem to the church and he's not a burden to his pastor. Amen. Thank God. And he's in service for the Lord. Thank God. And friend, you and I can be in service for God and have great joy in our life, friend, of working for the Lord. Friend, there's joy along this way, amen. Joy and service. It's not a burden to me to go down to the prison and preach. It's part of the service that God's called me to do, Brother William. There are four branches of service in the military, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Air Force. And I don't want to be in none of those because you have to run too far and work too hard. And they tell you I wouldn't be near as fat as I am now. They make you run just to get to eat. You got to run so far just to get a little portion of food. And I thought, I'll just stay home. I ain't got to go far to Mama's kitchen. Amen. I mean, Miss Tracy makes good biscuits, and thank God. But I thought, after they were talking about marriage this morning, amen, I told the first qualification I looked for in a while, she had to know how to cook, amen. I mean, man, that was number one qualification, Brother Charles. And I thought about tonight, though, but a lot of times we go in service, and a lot of services we go in a lot of prisons, and I'm away from home a lot during the week anyway, Brother William, and I know you stay gone a lot. I mean, he average preaches at least three times on one Sunday, he goes and preaches.
preaches, I think, 3 or 4 times that one Sunday, 1 week, and one day there, he preaches 3 times on Sunday and drives about 600 miles in the meantime just to get to go. And a friend, a lot of folks said, tell me the other day, said, well, I tell you, I ain't no way I'd go, boy, my job. He said, ain't no way. They must pay you a lot of money to go out to them prisons and preach. I said, no. I have to call Brother John, beg for gas money. Every time I call him now on the phone, he'll say, how much you want and when you want it. That's the first thing he says, amen. A friend, but somebody said, I ain't no way I'd go down there. I wouldn't take time away from my family to go down there and go down. Friend, I tell you, if you ever get one Holy Ghost meeting like we've been out in Kilby the other night, and folks will come and get right with God, you'll be a jumping just to get to go to another meeting, amen. And there's joy in service, thank God. There's joy in a walk with God. I'm not enduring my walk with God. Friend, I'm enjoying this way, thank God. And it's not a burden for me to serve Him. Thank God, I'm glad it's a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing to serve the Lord. Find joy in service. Amen. Not a blessing. Friend, well, I tell you, when things are clicking along all 8 cylinders, preacher, it ain't a burden to pastor when you got some folks that loves God. I mean, I've been in churches. You've been in churches. Brother William, he's been run off in 4 churches. Amen. All 4 churches he's pastored, they run him off because he's preaching. He's just too rough. I've heard them say about Brother William Thompson, I tell you, he's just too rough. Amen. He's got too many standards and convictions, thank God. Oh, friend, I thank God for those standards. I thank God for every conviction that he's got. I thank God for that man of God swinging me over a hell and keeping me out of hell. Amen. Thank God in service that he's done and done a great service in pastoring probably over 40-something years. Amen. Thank God it had joy in his heart when people stabbed him in the back. Thank God there's joy in serving God. Amen.
Amen.
It ain't always been easy, I guarantee you. Paul's sleepless nights that he spent. Sleepless nights our pastor spent praying, trying to seek the will of God. Do the right thing. I want to be there for his people. And people go around, stab you in the back, and they'll talk about you, and well, he just don't do nothing. Somebody said a while back, that old Brother Toby, he just don't go out and visit his people, and he just don't care about his people and all this, that, and other. And I looked at him, I said, sir, if you just knew the sleepless nights that man spent crying over your youngins and over your family, and spending in prayer for you and your family alone all these past couple years that we've known you, I said, you'd change your mind about that Brother Toby, amen. He come by my house yesterday, a preacher friend of mine, used to come to this church, and down and out, and just tore up, just don't know what to do, and I could have jumped on him, Brother Thomas. I could have said, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I didn't say nothing to him. I went up and put my arms around him, tears in my eye, broken heart. And I said, preacher, I love you. We miss you around the church, amen. And I just wish, I so wish you and your family the best, amen. And man, all you can do is try to go and be a service to those that are hurting, amen. And I'm telling you, there's a hurting world out there, and there's people with heartaches. Preacher, there's preacher with heartaches and people with trouble, amen. People with discontentment in their homes, amen. And friend, all we can do is try to be a service to those around. You can go out and jump down people's throats, tell them what they need to do, what they don't need to do, amen. I mean, 99% of the time, folks know what they're doing wrong, amen. And friend, all we can do a lot of times is just be in service for the Lord. And friend, just go and be a help to those and just be there for them, amen. And I'm telling you now, there's joy in serving God, amen. Somebody said, well, preacher, I wouldn't go off down there. I wouldn't go up, boy, so many down the job. I wouldn't spend my money going to prison. I mean, are you doing them any good? I said, I don't know if I'm doing them any good or not. That's not my job, amen. My job is to do what God's called me to do, thank God. And friend, I want to tell you, when we do what He says do, there's joy in service for the Lord,
amen.
Joy in service. Joy in salvation, joy in surrender. I want to say there's joy in service for the Lord, amen. I'm glad for His service. Psalms 89, 15 and 16, the Bible said, blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. And they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of the countenance. And in thy name shall they rejoice at that day. In all thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, there's joy in service for the Lord. Then I want to say last of the night, and I'm done, I'll be done in just a minute. I want to say there's joy in sacrifice. Amen. There's joy in salvation, surrender, and service. Then I want to say there's joy in sacrifice. Amen. Boy, I thought Brother John talked about this morning, making those sacrifices and
trying to help those folks down there and try to do what we can. Somebody said, well, we can't feed the whole world. We can't help everybody. But no, if everybody pull together, we can make a big difference. Amen. I believe with Jude, the book of Jude, one of the scriptures there, the Bible, Jude said, some having compassion, making a difference. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, it'll take compassion in our heart, love for somebody down the road. A missionary, preacher, what is a missionary? What is a missionary? I want to say a missionary is going somewhere telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. And whether it's across the street or whether it's across the seas or across the nation, wherever you may go, friend, it's across the road. I thought about here, a lot of folks said, well, preacher, I don't know if I can be a missionary. I have to go across seas. Friend, you ain't got to be a missionary. You ain't got to go across seas to be a missionary. Amen. Thank God you can go across the street and be a missionary. Amen. The greatest missionary that's ever stood out in my life is a Sunday school teacher that I had one time that told me about Jesus and cared enough for my soul. Thank God and prayed for me and laid up, no doubt, sleepless nights on his bed and cried himself to sleep for praying for my lost soul. Amen. And I'm telling you, that's one of the greatest missionaries I know. I thank God for him every day. I'm just an ordinary little Sunday school teacher over there in a little old country church that maybe nobody else didn't recognize. Amen. But he's got a lot of respect out of me. Thank God up to this day because what he stood for and those times that he prayed for me and those times he come by and said, son, I'm concerned about your lost soul and I want to see you get right with God. And I'm telling you tonight that we ought to make a sacrifice. Amen. Amen. Brother Toby preached about this morning about those good intentions. A lot of good things in hell. A lot of good intentions. A lot of good things. Oh, yeah, a lot of folks intended to do this. They intended to do that. He talked about this morning. Amen. What I'm telling you, and we, our intentions can carry us a long ways. We can keep riding on those intentions a long ways and never do nothing for God. But tonight I want to say there's joy in sacrifice. Amen. Friend, you make that extra dollar. Take that extra dollar and sacrifice. When you take that extra time and sacrifice, you never know what your sacrifice can lead to. Amen. A walking across the street and knocking on the door of those that's less fortunate. A walking down the road, maybe get in your car and drive a few miles one afternoon, spending time with somebody that's in need, spending time with somebody that's hurting, spending time with somebody that's lost and telling them about the Lord and just living his life and being an example in front of them. Friend, what sacrifice can do. There's been a lot of churches that sacrificed along the way, preacher. Been a lot of churches that sacrificed along the way. Churches that I've preached in, Brother Thomas's church there at Woodland, they started sending us $300 a month. I know that's a sacrifice for a small church. And since he's gone, I don't know if they're going to keep sending or not, but I appreciate the times that they did send it, the months that they did send it, month after month. Those checks would come in. Little churches like Brother Clint, very first church that ever started supporting the prison where it started sending a little $25 a month. Somebody said, preacher, that ain't even enough to hardly go on, amen. But I'm telling you those times that $25 put in the gas tank back before gas got so high you couldn't understand it was the times of friends I depended on that to get me down the road somewhere, amen. And a little old church that sacrificed their very first mission offering, amen, to send down the road. And we get to go down and see souls saved for the honor and glory of God. Amen. Thank God we'll go down there to the prison and come back. And I'd write that newsletter monthly and I'd send to Brother Clint. And Brother William, I'd send him a little newsletter. So, preacher, we had seven saved down there at the prison the other night. And man, he said, just a few of those. He said, I believe we're going to raise y'all support a little bit. We just appreciate y'all going and calling me here the other day. And he said, preacher, I just want you to know I'm praying for you. And ain't a day that goes by that me and my wife and our church ain't a praying for you and your ministry. Amen. Boy, that means all the world to me. Thank God when you ride up and down the road and it feels like nobody else cares, Brother Thomas, and nobody else cares about what you're doing, friend. I will say tonight, it makes all the difference in the world. Just get a phone call once in a while and a letter once in a while and say, preacher, we are praying for you. There's a fella down in Woodland, Alabama. He's never been to one prison meeting. Been down at Red Eagle that day we all come. And he goes down the highway church down there and it's just every once in a while. He don't write too often, but every once in a while I'll get a letter in the mail from Brother J.C. down there and he'll send me that letter. And a lot of times there's a little check in there for about $50. And I thought about those times, Brother William, he'd open that letter. And all he'll say is, preacher, we're praying for you. Amen. And just try to send you a little help along the way. Thank God. And I don't care a lot of times he never did send no money. Amen. But those sacrifices that he took time to pray. And those sacrifices, Brother Charles, that he took time, thank God. I just got a little small business of his own. Amen. And times I know he's a praying. I know that somebody, when I'm riding up and down the road, and a lot of times when I'm riding down the road, I
think, Lord, there's somebody up here in Tracy City, Tennessee that's praying for me. And Lord, there's somebody over here in Woodland, Alabama that's praying for me. And Lord, there's another over in Wee Dowie that I know is praying for me. Thank God, friend, I tell you, that'll make you want to sacrifice even more, thank God. And know, thank God, that you won't have joy every time you make another sacrifice. And you'll never know what that little offering you send over here to Honduras or to Haiti, it might put just a few groceries on somebody's table, him that could do, thank God, I'm telling you, there's joy, joy, joy in sacrificing. Amen.
Amen.
And there's joy for the journey. I'm done. You can come get a song tonight. Joy for the journey tonight. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. He said, my joy. Friend, our joy don't go very far. But Christ is joy. I wonder tonight, do you have real joy? Do you have real joy in your soul tonight? Well, a lot of folks are searching for things. That's why we see the drunkard laying on the street with a bottle in his hand, the dope addict laying in the gutter with a needle in their arm. Friend, they're searching for something tonight. Somebody say, well, preacher, that's bad. Well, I find it in a lot of churches today. Maybe they don't have a bottle in their hand, a needle in their arm. But a lot of them are just searching for joy. And they're searching for something. I believe David. I believe a lot of Christians, a lot of folks has been saved, Brother William, has lost their joy. Amen. They lost their joy in service and their joy of their salvation. David lost his joy of his salvation. It didn't say he got lost again. It didn't say he lost his salvation. He just lost his joy. Friend, you can lose your joy once you've been saved. David said, restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Amen. And he prayed unto God that God would restore his joy. Friend, there's a lot of Christians sitting on the bench today just going through the motions. And they come to church because Brother Toby expects them to come to church and afraid he'll get a visit or a phone call if they don't come. Or we come just to see what this one's got on or what this one's doing or because we're going to have a taco after church. Amen. I'm surprised we didn't have a bigger crowd tonight than we're going to have some eating. Amen. And I appreciate everybody coming. I showed up. I'm going to eat. I want to preach too. Amen. But Toby didn't ask me to preach this morning. I asked him, can I preach? Amen. Been building up on me for a few weeks, Brother Charles. And hadn't got preached no, went by the back door. I said, preacher, ain't about time for me to preach, amen. I mean, boy, oh, joy, my soul. I just come out the store the other night, Brother Tony, and out there rolling groceries in at 2 o'clock in the morning, Hickory, North Carolina. Well, I was just praying to myself, praise the Lord. And man, I was out there just squalling like a baby, done got in the joy of the Lord. And the old woman walked out, the old black woman walked out, and she's a baker there at the store, and she said, you all right out here? And I was just nearly shouting and carrying on, got over behind one of them pallets, Brother William, and I was praying, seeking the face of God, and she said, you all right? She thought, she said, did somebody die? I said, yeah, somebody died. She said, who was some of your family? I said, his name's Jesus, amen. And he died for you, and he died for me. And boy, she cut a trail right back into that store and got out of there, Brother Charles. Thank God, friend. I want to say there's joy along this way. Not only when we come to church, friend, thank God, when we get outside the doors and the walls of the church, thank God, it's true. A joy, thank God, to come out on us and we can find joy outside the walls of the Truth Baptist Church, amen. Or wherever you are on the job site, out there in the field of working, thank God. If it's real true joy, Brother Clifford, thank God, it'll come out on you, amen. I mean, ain't nobody got to drag it out. Ain't nobody got to sing a real spiritual song, amen. Ain't nobody got to shout about grandma to get the joy to come out. If there's true joy in your soul, they won't nobody have to drag it out of you, amen. Just once in a while, it'll bubble up. It'll get bigger than what you are, amen. Thank God, I'm glad for the joy of the Lord tonight, amen. I love Him tonight. I appreciate the Lord. I'm glad there's joy for the journey tonight. Joy for the journey. You stand with us. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. 121. tonight, friend. You got joy in your soul, peace in your heart.
Important. We do the Lord's business the right way. Very important.